Hello and welcome back. You have come to the right place if you want to improve your American English skills and hear what is happening in our world at the same time. This is As It Is from VOA Learning English in Washington. Today, we turn our attention to Iraq, the Middle Eastern country that is once again faced with great violence. President Obama has made a decision about new U.S. involvement. We'll tell you what his plans are and what may happen next. Then, the curious world of those tiny creatures we see almost every day in almost every place on the planet. Scientists are learning some very interesting things about, are you ready for this, ants. Our writers and editors have been working especially hard to put together today's edition of As It Is. Now, on to part one. President Barack Obama is sending hundreds of troops to Iraq to help the country's armed forces stop unrest. The Obama administration now faces questions on whether the troop deployment will lead to a full-fledged or expanded involvement in Iraq. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez is following the president. Jonathan Evans has his report.
Sunni Muslim rebels in Iraq are tightening their control of more towns. Some observers question whether the deployment of up to 300 military advisors may be too little, too late. The advisors are meant to give the Iraqi government the support it needs to end the rebellion. President Obama sent Secretary of State John Kerry to Iraq earlier this week. He told Mr. Kerry to push for unity against the Islamist rebels and for an Iraqi solution. Josh Earnest is the president's spokesman.
This administration does believe that there is time for Iraq's political leaders to make the necessary decisions that will unify the country to confront the terrorist threat, the extremist threat that they're facing in Iraq right now.
The job of the United States advisors is to study the abilities of the Iraqi military. Many Iraqi soldiers reportedly have left the military, and the remaining soldiers are said to hold a low opinion of the force. In addition to the U.S. advisors, the president has approved other orders. He told up to 275 troops to protect the United States Embassy and other American interest in Iraq. Julian Zelzer teaches political history at Princeton University in New Jersey. He told VOA on Skype that it may be difficult for the Obama administration to keep the number of U.S. troops in Iraq low.
Once you send 300 people there, at a minimum, if they recommend the need for more, it's hard for the president to then ignore the very people he sent to find out what should be done.
Professor Zelzer says past conflicts have shown how small deployments can lead to much bigger operations. He notes what happened to the United States in Vietnam and Korea.
Each time the mission gets bigger, the involvement gets bigger, it's very difficult to contain these situations.
The situation in Iraq has worsened in recent weeks. The United States has already made a big investment in the country. The challenge to limit U.S. involvement is perhaps even greater. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Scientists have always been interested in the high level of organization in ant societies. American researchers have watched ants build life-saving rafts to keep afloat during floods. They also have documented how ant colonies choose their next queen, the female whose job is to produce eggs. New technology is helping to improve researchers' understanding of the insects. But as we hear from Bob Doty, there is still a lot to be learned.
Fire ants living in Brazilian forests are perfectly at home in an environment where flooding is common. To save themselves, the insects connect their legs together and create floating rafts. Some ant rafts can be up to 20 centimeters wide. David Hu is a mechanical engineer with the Georgia Institute of Technology, also known as Georgia Tech. He says ants know how to join together tightly.
You can imagine you have 100 ants, which means 600 legs. 99% of those legs will be connected to a neighbor. So they're very, very good at maintaining this network.
David Hu and other Georgia Tech researchers wanted to study ants and the secret of their engineering. They froze ant rafts and looked at them with the help of computer technology, or CT images. The pictures showed that larger ants serve in central positions to which smaller ants hold. The larger ants form pockets of air that keep the insects afloat. Scientists say small robots or materials that can change shape could be programmed in a similar way, working towards a shared goal. Researchers at North Carolina State University are also studying ants. They examined how Indian jumping ants choose the leader of the colony when they lose their top female or queen. Researcher Clint Pennock says all the worker ants in the colony are females. His team found that the work ants start a series of competitions, or battles. The team found that some workers become physically larger, and that led to the release of chemicals in the insects.
Within a matter of days, we see changes in dopamine in the brain that we think are linked to the reproduction that starts in these workers.
Soon, the winning ant starts developing ovaries, the organs required to produce eggs, while its brain decreases in size. The winning ant also begins standing taller and generally lives three times as long as the other ants. Scientists say this behavior and the release of neural hormones are the result of genetic orders. Scientists say the new findings may help researchers better understand the link between hormones and genes in human beings. I'm Bob Doty.
So let's see. We've given you the big picture, unrest in Iraq, and the little picture, ants. And now it's time for a little bit of American history. You may find it hard to believe, but there was once a time, and not too long ago, when there was no color television. That's right. All you saw were pictures in black and white. But on this date, in 1951, CBS, a large American network, sent a four-hour program to stations in New York City, Baltimore, Maryland, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C., in color. It was an experiment, since no one owned television sets at the time that could receive a color picture. Look how far we have come. Born on this date in 1924 was a man who brought lots of color and drama and excitement to the big screen. Film director Sidney Lumet made such great films as Long Day's Journey Into Night, Failsafe, Serpico, 12 Angry Men, Dog Day Afternoon, and The Verdict. Watching classic movies is a good way to learn about life in the United States. Well, that's all for today. But stay with us, because two more Learning English shows are almost on the air. And there is world news at the beginning of the hour. You are listening to VOA, Washington.